Interview with Mrs. Williamson, conducted on the 17th of May 1996 by Anne Beggs Hunter. Now, to start with, when and where were you born?
I was born in Ballarat.
Born in Ballarat?
Ah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And what year? That's not a rude question. 1913. Now, can you tell me about your father and your mother, where they came from and what they did?
Well, my father,
What country did he come? Was he a migrant?
His father originally was.
Mm-hmm. And what was his name?
Williamson.
Williamson?
Yes.
And
my father's name, of course.
Williamson. And what was he by any chance William Williamson? Your grandfather?
No. Although I'm not certain about that.
Because there were a number of Williamsons in the Durham Lead area.
Yes, well, they were all related to me.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know.
Right, but you don't know your grandfather's first name?
I should know.
There was a William?
He studied medicine before coming out here.
All right.
And then when he came to Geelong, they asked him if he would bring here to Ballarat. A big load of material, mostly edibles, farming community.
For the diggers,
then.
The mining.
It was the mining community.
Yeah.
And I know all that, you see, that's all part of it. And that's how those Williamson, the creeks came to be Williamson Creek, because he had to get down the material, saw it down, and put the logs over the creek to get over the creeks.
Right.
And that's how they did that. And that's how it got the name Williamson. Because he'd been the person to see that both of them were...
So he would have been bringing things up from Geelong.
Yes, he was bringing.
Now there's another that when you say that he might have given his name to the creek, there was a Charles Williamson.
Oh, there was Charles in the family.
Who was one of the first squatters in the area?
Yes.
And he was there in 1839. He was one of the very early, one of the very first settlers. But he didn't stay very long. In fact, that one, riding back to Geelong, he fell off his horse and was killed at the age of 34. He was from Glasgow, Charles Williamson.
Yes, well, they were intermingled. There were ones from overseas like that.
Mm-hmm. But you think he was a doctor?
No, my grandfather was.
Yes,
he was. When he was doing medicine when he came out here.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. So, and you were told that he was the one who gave the name Williamson's Creek.
Yes, because he was doing it, you see. He actually did the work. Cut the trees down and put the logs on the creek, and that's the only way they could get over.
Yes. Someone very happy. So, did he work as a doctor? Do you know your grandfather?
He did, but not specifically.
Mm-hmm. So did he go onto the land?
Yes, he did. And on the way back from from bringing those loads of material and the foodstuffs to Ballarat, he thought he'd go and he'd have a look at the country round about, and that's how we came to buy the property that I grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'd chosen it. And I got all the, what do you call them? I found them all.
The deed.
Yeah, the deed. Titles and things, yes. Yeah. He had one block and then he bought another one after that, and that was title free.
And they were all in Clarendon, huh?
No, they were down the Durham. That's where he went. He went from Ballarat and he went down to the Durham and he found where our place was a river there, just like that.
No. I brought my map along with me. So. Yes, we've got
Lee River, it was later called, but it was...
No,
it
here's the... Came from. The Yarrawee, yes, and it becomes
came,
the Lee.
Yes, becomes right. The Lee.
So you were... It was close to the Lee.
It was
the
right
Lee,
on
right
that,
on the
yes,
Lee.
It was on... Some of it was... Our land was on it.
And it was in... Near the township of Durham Lead?
Well, it wasn't a township. There was nothing there.
So well, this was before gold was discovered there.
In the first days of settlement, there were something like 13 homes and 13, a large number of homes in that little area because they'd been mining.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of mining done there.
Yes.
That first, because we used to go and crack the stones open and get the bits of gold. Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so your father, what did he do? He was a farmer.
He was, yes, later.
Right. And what sort of a farm was it? What?
Oh, just an ordinary farm because it wasn't so very large.
Mm. Got any idea how many acres it was?
Oh, it was in several titles, I know. One was... So 20 acres of something else, and so he bought them after a period of time.
Mm, probably under the Selection Acts, I imagine. Yeah.
He probably started as 20 but, and then bought it.
Yes,
another one. Yes. Yeah. So did he have dairying? Have
dairy
a few cows?
Farming, yes, it was farming.
Probably grew a few crops.
Yes.
They grow potatoes down that way?
Oh yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Because I come from Clarendon, we grew a lot of potatoes
yes,
there.
But the, you know, some of the, I remember after my dad died and my older brother, he was trying to plough this area and it was so deep, it went down so deep, he just couldn't do it. But it's beautiful land, that's where grandfather bought it in the first place because he could see the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an orchard too, didn't he?
Oh yeah, and not a great big one, but it was.
Just an orchard
yes,
for the
yes,
family.
Yes.
Because on the banks of the river there, it would be very
yeah,
good for an orchard,
yes,
wouldn't it?
Yes.
Now, you said you were born in Ballarat, but yeah. Did you grow up in Durham Lead on
yes,
the farm?
Yeah, I grew up down there because my dad married my mother, who was a Ballarat girl, and that's how we set the house, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one.
You were the eldest. Mm-hmm. So, what was your father's first name then?
Robert.
Robert. And so he was Robert Williamson?
He was, yes, Robert John.
Uh-huh. And your mother?
My mother was, strangely enough, her second name was Williamson because she was given the Scottish name,
mm-hmm.
A Scottish name, and her like two of the family were Williamsons, and two were something else and something else. But she was Williamson, so I assumed she was Williamson when she got married.
Right.
Didn't know, did she?
Yes, but that's how it happened.
And she came from Ballarat.
Yes, well, I originally came from Scotland too.
Yes. Now, where did you go to school then?
Oh, it's down at Durham Lead. They had a school there in those days.
In fact, we went to see the site of the Durham Lead School not long ago when we had an excursion. You didn't come on our Green Hills excursion.
Yes,
we saw the site of the school.
There was a school and they fall, but they were burnt down.
There was a bushfire,
yes,
I believe,
or something
that went through.
Yes, and they were both, but the hall was a nice hall.
Mm.
I can remember that. I can remember playing the piano. But it was a very nice building, and the school was a nice building too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think, in fact, it would have been burnt down perhaps when you were at school, around that time. Was it the 1920s?
No, it would be after that, because it was my mother married again. And we went up north.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big holding up north, and so that it was still all right when we left there.
All right. So, did you finish your schooling at Durham Lead?
Oh, in a way, I did, but then I did other schooling as well.
All right.
Yes.
So, can you remember how old you were when you left Durham Lead?
I was about 18, I think.
All right. Did you get your merit certificate perhaps?
Oh, yes.
At school?
I got that. I was recommended for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that.
Still got it?
I've still got the certificate.
How many children were at the school in your time?
Saw some of the photos not long ago. They were quite a number of them, really.
Would there have been, say, about 20 or
yes,
more
I
than
think
that?
It might have been more than 20, I think.
Uh-huh. Were there how many teachers were there?
Just one teacher? One teacher, yes.
Mm-hmm. So that everyone was in the one class, the one room.
I remember having to teach.
The older kids could do it, the little ones.
Yes.
You were a monitor.
Yes, I could do that because I was ahead of the others.
Did you ever want to be a teacher?
I did, but my dad wasn't keen on it because he didn't want me to go away and be in some little area somewhere.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So when you finished your merit certificate, what did you do then?
Oh, well, I was home, and then I went nursing.
All right.
And so that I didn't stay long there.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to one of the hospitals to be a nursing?
Yes, up in the Echuca area.
Oh, right. This is after your family had moved.
My family had moved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that happened.
Right. Do you remember the names of any of the teachers at Durham Lead School?
Oh, Pepper was one.
Oh, yes. I think I've heard of him.
Yes, he married a local girl.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember him kindly as a good teacher?
Yes, I did. I thought he was a very good teacher.
Mm-hmm. So you enjoyed your school days?
I did. I always enjoyed my learning.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yes, it was no problem at all.
Someone told me recently there was a big orchard close to the school, just across the road towards the river.
That'd be right, because that would have been Uncle John Lockyer's.
That's right, yes, Lockyer.
Yes.
Oh, so you were related to the Lockyer's.
I was related to the Lockyer's, yes. Originally they came from Queensland, mm-hmm. Big Lockyer area in Queensland. But Auntie Mary, Dad's eldest sister, she married John Lockyer.
Mary Williamson.
Williamson, Harry John Lockett.
All right.
I remember that.
And you were the, you said you were the oldest.
I was the oldest, yes.
Of how many?
Two boys, George and John.
Uh-huh. Are there any Williamsons still in the Durham Lead area?
In Manignon, I think one of the boys is still there.
All right. But one of the sons of your brothers? Or one of your brothers?
No. One of Uncle Ern Williamson's sons.
Right.
With Murray and Charles, that's where the Charles came in.
Oh, yes.
And Isabel, there were three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And
does the name Lily ring a bell?
Oh, yes, in our family.
In your family?
There was Lily in Dad's family.
Yes, because I noticed this just recently in the Buninyong Telegraph, which was the newspaper. In 1895, a Lily Williamson, aged 16, of Durham Lead, the sixth daughter of Mr. Williamson, died of consumption.
Yes, there was something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but something of that nature.
So she would have probably been
the
generation before, an aunt.
Yes, an aunt of mine.
Yes.
There was Alice and I forget the names. I've got them all in my book at home.
Mm. And it says the Reverend Mr. Findlay officiated. What religious denomination were they?
Presbyterian.
Mm. Yes.
Where have you been finding this?
Well, I found that. Appeared a notice that was in the newspaper.
Yes.
The Buninyong newspaper.
Yes, that could be right.
Yes. So that was 1895. Lily. But I looked up our rate books because I knew coming over to see you, and there was a William, there was an Edward, and there was a Thomas, who were all at Durham Lead.
Yes.
So whether they were all brothers, I'd probably... They were all there in 1863, which is very early.
It was early. They were all early there because of this business of going up to Ballarat.
Bringing supplies up to the gold
fields. That's the first time that had been done, when they went from Geelong up to Ballarat and had to have the bridge constructed.
Make a bridge as they went.
Yes.
Yes, it'd be interesting to know which one was your ancestor.
Oh, well, it would be my...
You might be
my
able to...
My father's father,
It
would have been, yes.
Now,
he's the one that bought the property.
Yeah, right. Just thinking back to your childhood in Durham Lead, how did you get to school?
Oh, walk mostly.
You walked, so you weren't very far.
It might have
been a long walk.
It was 2 miles.
Yes.
But I walked.
About 2 miles.
Did the road you lived in have a name? Or?
I don't know what. That's been changed since it was called after the people who had the butcher's business near us.
The butcher, the Wykes or the Gilberts?
The Gilberts and Wykes, they were all mixed up together
when
we were there. And now it's got some other name, I think.
Yeah.
Because where our property was sold and the house was removed to York Street in Ballarat.
All right.
Because we went looking for it one day to just find it. And so that it was just left as a farming unit.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the man who bought it. He had been English and came out here.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to church in the area? Was there a
yes,
Presbyterian church?
Yes, we had beautiful shutters on the window.
There was one in Durham Lee?
Oh, yes, one on the hill.
Uh-huh.
And it was above the two buildings were, the hall and the
school. Was it
the school? Yeah. And then a little way, about half a mile, it would have been up to where the church was, and it was on the rise
up on the hill.
The hill.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Beautiful trees all around them.
There was a church very close to the school, but I think that might have been a Methodist. Do you remember a Methodist church as well?
Well, it's the only one that I can remember.
Mm.
There was a Methodist one that was further down, much further down, more to Garibaldi.
Oh, right. Yes, yeah. Mm. Right.
But the other one was... It was Presbyterian.
Mm. And so the minister would have come out from Buninyong, I suppose.
Yes, he did. I can remember some of the names. They were nice.
Mm.
Scott, Mr. Scott was one. He died in the train going up from Melbourne to Ballarat. And that's how he finished his ministry. I remember that.
Mm. And did you go to Sunday school, I suppose?
Yes, we all went to Sunday school. Mm. We had a big Sunday school too.
Mm.
My mum was a church organist.
All right.
And because the Lockies and, you know, quite the ones around that we all knew. So
you all socialised with the other families in the district,
oh, yes,
I suppose.
Yes, very much so.
Mm. And what about businesses in the area? Things like, you know, getting your bread and...
Oh, that all came from Buninyong.
Oh, right. Yes. So the baker would have come out in...
Yes.
In a cart, I suppose, or...
Yes, it was a cart.
Do you remember the baker's name?
Oh, yes. One was Jones.
Oh, yes, but... Mr. Hedrick Jones.
Mr.
He was,
Jones.
I thought he was later than that, but... And what other trades? And what about your groceries? Where did you
that
think?
That came from Buninyong too.
Mm-hmm.
Chappie used to come with a covered-in wagon sort of thing and take our order and then bring it back. And that was Mr. Mackenzie.
Oh, Mackenzie, right. Yes. He had a shop in Warren Heap Street, the Caledonian store.
Yes, Buninyong Lane. Yes.
Mr. Mackenzie, good.
Some of the boys, they moved and they went to Donald after that. They were the bakers up in Donald, I remember.
Yes,
that.
That's right. I've heard that story too from someone else.
Oh, that happened. That's
And what about, did you ever have any Indian hawkers calling or people like that?
Not Indians, Chinese.
Chinese?
Because my mum, when she was younger in Ballarat, she taught the Chinese.
Did she?
She taught them to speak English.
Uh-huh.
And she always remembered. She could speak Chinese as good as anything.
So she'd
learned
some Chinese.
Yes, she'd learned because there were a lot of Chinese that were around Ballarat.
Yes.
Ballarat East.
Yes, that's right, along Main Road. There were a lot of
herbalists
and such, weren't there?
But that's what she mum liked. Do it, and she was doing it, and
so she liked the Chinese.
Oh yes,
uh-huh.
Yes, she spoke very highly of the Chinese people always.
That's good to hear, because I think there was a lot of prejudice against
there was,
the Chinese.
And up towards Bright, you know, where they had
riots and things,
little fights and all the rest of it.
Up at Beechworth.
Yes,
Buckland, the Buckland River,
Buckland Valley. Mm. Yes.
So, what were the Chinese selling who came to the house then?
Things like that they'd made from tin and what else?
Fabrics, materials? Maybe
no. It was all more sort of things, tins,
objects,
and stuff, yes.
Things that you could.
Yes. That was during my school days, and I wouldn't have then, you know. I wouldn't have really known much about the mum. That's what happened.
Mm. And they would have come round in a with a horse and cart, I suppose.
Yes, like the walk with their,
with
their little things on their, carried on their back. Remember that.
In the traditional way with the poles?
Because there was a lot of, when you came down our highway, down to our house, about two-thirds of the way down, there was some Chinese settlements there.
All right. Yes. Quite near to your house?
Yeah, not near to the house, but halfway between where you left the highway and came down to that place.
All right. What were they doing?
They were just, they must have been miners, I think. I don't know.
Miners, or perhaps, I mean, there was a fair bit of market gardening went on with the Chinese.
Not as I remember it, though.
But do you think they were mining?
Because there were a lot of mine heaps around Nicholson's. They had a lot of mine heaps around there, and Pearson's.
Mm-hmm.
And back further in their own property, there was mines.
Do you remember any of the names of the mines? For example, the John Bull, does that ring a bell?
Well, the John Bull Creek was not far away, that it would be part of it.
Yeah.
It was on the way from, on the highway down.
That would be between your place and the school?
Yes. Yes. Because we were 2 miles in feet from our place to the turn of the road when you went down to the school on the highway. Because there was a John Bull Hill there.
Yes, yeah, they're still called. It's still called the John Bull. One of the locals who took us on this walk a few weeks ago, pointed out the John Bull Bridge. They call it the John Bull Bridge, the locals.
Yes, we used to watch the water flow underneath it.
Yeah. Does the name Green Hills mean anything to you?
Yes, it's the Green Hills. You could see it from our place, side of Buninyong. Because our place, it almost looks as if Buninyong was so close to the mountain.
Yeah.
And then the Green Hills was down this way a little from there.
So it was between Mount Buninyong and your...
Going toward Ballarat.
Ah, yes. Now this is where this. You see, there's two green hills, which often gets the one green hill, which is where the university is now. Mount Helen,
yes,
that area.
Yes.
But there was another green hills, which was near Durham Leet. Although none of the locals, the old locals, really knew about this, because the school that you went to, the Durham Leet School. That was originally called the Green Hills School.
Yes, might have been till it was altered to 280. That's what it became.
1872, it became the Durham Leet School.
That'd be right, because that was when it was changed, 280 was its number.
All right.
I remember that.
Remember the number. So I'm wondering if you knew about the Green Hills that was just near your place, just on the John Bull Creek, near the John Bull Creek there.
It might have been too, and I wouldn't have known.
But perhaps, I don't think the name was being used probably when you were a child.
No.
Yeah. So we're talking about some of the businesses. So you told me about the grocer and the Chinese. What about clothes? Where did you get the clothes?
I used to go to Ballarat.
All right. And how did you go to Ballarat?
With a horse.
Mm-hmm. All the way, or did you get the train?
Oh, you could. We do get go from Buninyong to Ballarat on the train.
Uh-huh. So you.
But that was when we were going to town, to Melbourne.
All right.
You go from the train down that way.
Uh-huh.
But mostly we had a horse.
So you'd take
that were needed, yes.
You'd take the horse right into Ballarat?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I wonder where people used to leave their horses and jinkers.
Yes, there was one. I tried to think not long ago of the place where we used to leave it, because the horse would be tied up, they'd be tied up to it.
most of them were put behind the pubs. They had the stables at the hotel. Yeah, most of them were left, weren't they?
And you could leave them there for the day while you were shopping?
Yes.
Because we used to do it at Charlotte, out in the front there.
Yeah.
The drive, there was a car in Charlotte behind one of the water pubs, I think, at the stables.
Yeah.
And you'd pay a shilling
or something.
And they'd give the horse some water. And
I think one was in Dufton Street. That was where we used to leave it, I know.
Well, that was near the big market, was it? There was a big market in Dufton Street.
Oh, there might have been too.
Just over.
Yes,
because it's called Market Square, where Hancock's is.
That's right.
So,
but you had to remember all the things, you know.
Do you remember any other businesses in around Durham Lead? Were there any local businesses?
Yes, Dad had a shoeing of horses and all that sort of thing.
Your father was a blacksmith?
Yes, and
really?
Trained under what's his name? Sykes.
Sykes.
Mr. Sykes it was. And then went from there, after he'd finished his apprenticeship, he went to Africa and joined his brother, who was a master builder. And he was there for 3 years. And when he came back, he met my mother again. And it was a little while after that they were married. He had the business, the nice one on the Brow of the Hill it was.
Uh-huh. On the main road it would have to be, wouldn't it?
No, it wasn't, because we were off the main road and was from our place down to the river.
Uh-huh.
And that was a...
He had it on his own property, did he?
Well, it was, really, yes.
And he would have served
and
all the locals?
It was interesting, because there was the blacksmith's, and here was the most beautiful market garden.
All right.
And that's where we used to grow the peas and everything, and they were all, everything was outside, so I can remember. You know, they were all with a beautiful soil.
Mm.
I don't think we ever stuck it again quite like that. But they were together, you see, and then down further was a spring. And that was on the really on the little Bendigo Creek, which is part of our property too.
All right.
And I don't know what else we could say about that. The spring was beautiful because we brought up on spring water.
So you got your drinking water from the spring.
Oh, yeah. Dad used to just put the horse in the and bring it in the back in the barrel, bring it up. It's beautiful spring water.
There's nothing like it, is there?
No, it was and came straight out of what we call the Big Hill. That way it might have been where the Green Hills came from. Because it was such a big hill.
Yes, on the other side of the highway. As you're looking towards Mount Buninyong?
Yes, where you could look out from our place. But it was on the... It was part of the Buninyong estate.
Yes.
Yes, well, our fence came along there, but it came up over the hill. That was part of our property.
Does the name Austin ring a bell? Did you know any Austins?
There were Austins up in Yarrawee.
Yes, in fact, the Austin family, there were a couple of them were blacksmiths as well.
Oh, yes.
But there was an Austin who lived in Durham Lead who was a photographer.
Yes.
Whether he would have still been... No, I think he probably still would be around when you were a girl. Did you ever get your photos taken as children?
Oh, yes, but in Ballarat, not at
all. Right. No. You would have gone into someone like Richards, I suppose.
Yes, that's right. Because my mother knew them all. you see.
Being a Ballarat
yes.
person.
She used to sing in the choirs and all that sort of thing.
Did she?
Oh,
and
yes.
Eva, your mother sounds very interesting, having taught the Chinese, you see.
Yes.
So what was her name then? You said her middle name was Williamson.
Well, Sophia was her name, the same as me.
All right. But was Williamson her surname?
Well, she inherited the Williamson from Scotland.
Mm-hmm. So what was her surname?
Uncle Matthew, he had a business in Ballarat, and he was his middle name was Williamson, and Mum's was that, and Uncle Alex was something else and something else.
All right.
And Uncle Alec was a member of Parliament.
Yeah. And what was his surname?
Bell. Alexander Bell.
All right. Yes. Now, the Bells are fairly well known in Ballarat.
Oh, yes. Everywhere, yes.
Mm. So your mother must have been a fairly well-educated
lady. Oh, yes.
Lady.
Yes, they all went to private school.
All right.
Yes, Auntie Lou and Mum.
Mm. Do you know which school they went to?
I can't tell you that.
Perhaps Queen's College? Or Clarendon? Clarendon, I think, was the Presbyterian school.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be right, because when I was little, that's where they were going to send me, and then Dad thought that was too far away. I remember that.
Yes. Yes, it would be a long way. Well, I think...
I don't know what else I could tell you.
Dear,
yeah, I'd have to guess.